We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
Yo, what's up, Chicago, and welcome back to episode 502, season 13 of Speak Your Mind Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. And today we are interviewing Chicago recruiter of Lincoln University, Davion Thomas. But first, we're going to get into this icebreaker question, okay?
Let's do it. Let's do it. So again, hello, everybody. What's up, Queen Star? Hey, 502. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here with you in person. And so let's dive right in. Davion Thomas, Lincoln University of Missouri, HBCU. Let's do it.
For sure. Okay. So Davion, what was your quick synopsis of the Drake and Kendrick Lamar battle?
I would say to be continued. I biasly, right? Because that's why I love music, right? It's okay to just, who do I like more? Kendrick. He's been doing this thing. I don't know if all of it's true or not, but as far as entertainment wise, entertaining. So that's my bit.
Exactly. And as far as me, I love both Drake and Kendrick Lamar. They're great rappers, and it was a great time to be alive.
Yes.
For hip hop, for real.
Yes. And I love the intention that they was able to accumulate outside of our community.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have that attention, how do we maximize it?
Exactly. And that's what today's episode is about. It's about blurring the lines of entertainment and the HBCU experience. Okay.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
That's powerful.
Thank you. So I have this hat right here. We're going to pick out questions, and Davion's going to pick out the question, and I'm going to read it.
Awesome. So let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Davion, why is it important for young people in Chicago to further their education and attend a prestigious university such as Lincoln?
Oh, excellent question. So I would say it's important because not only do they get the most sound education that's actually going to benefit their future, but it's a beautiful space where any person can be cultivated. So I believe that the higher ed space, not just college, but trades, all of the above, I feel like there are spaces that's built for transformation. And the intent is to take people from zero to one.
Wow. Intelligent. And that's what Lincoln University offers, intelligency, okay? On top of yours.
Yes, I graduated from Lincoln University. I got my bachelor's degree and my master's from Lincoln University. And I'm new to Chicago, been here for almost 2 years now. And I'm a part of the Chicago alumni chapter here for Lincoln University of Missouri, which has been awesome connecting with those other alumni.
Definitely. And we're happy to have you here because we have to get these young people in tuned into education, higher education. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. And I actually argue that higher education actually starts in our community before they even go off to college. And so being exposed to what's real and what's fake,
right.
I'm considering it to be higher education at this point, seeing where the state of our society is.
I agree, Davion.
Thank you. Right.
So, take another question.
Awesome. And I promise, I don't know what these questions are. I promise.
No, they're all a surprise. Okay. How do you plan on combining the power of entertainment and obtaining a higher education?
Okay. So, for me, obviously, I'm a Black man. So, I've always had a very near and dear, I would say, relationship just with entertainment,
mm-hmm.
right? What we say is we have to laugh to keep from crying,
yes.
right, to some degree. And so for me, it was always crazy because entertainment was where I had some of the best education. I don't know. I'm a 90s baby, so I used to watch Comic View. And so, but sometimes you'll be listening to a comic and they'll be like, I think that's going to benefit me, what he or she just said. Mm-hmm. And so now that we're intentionally blurring the lines, like you said, Queen Star, as far as blurring the lines, as far as entertainment and education, but it starts with intention.
Yes.
It starts with intention. So as far as the plan to combine them, that's the starting plan, is to be more intentional. Our educational experience cannot be boring anymore.
No.
That's the facts.
I definitely agree, because these high school students are very frustrated going to school every day because they're doing the same thing. But if you go to college, you go away to school, you get to pick your classes.
Yes.
You get to pick your study time. You get to pick what events, on-campus events you want to attend. And that's blurring the lines right there of entertainment in education.
Yes. So let's pause for the call. So we just described the picture. Now let's zoom out to the frame and the picture. In life, when we start adulting, right, aren't we full-time students as adults? The most political term, what I call it political, we're lifetime learners.
Yeah.
So what's different from you being in high school and me being in high school right now? Really, we're learning something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
And so we're always that student. I even deem myself to be a professional student. Mm. Because I'm a lifetime learner.
I love it.
Yes.
Thinking is fundamental. Use your brain.
And so now it's time that we start bringing in the true reality that we have to make it more palatable. It has to be able to be received better by way of entertainment. Why not?
I agree, Davion. What a great answer.
Let's laugh and learn.
Love it. Laugh and learn. Yes.
Why not? Exactly. Yeah, I love it. Okay, next question. Next question. Great question. These are some great questions.
Thank you. Okay. What's the difference between an HBCU and a PWC for those who don't know?
Okay. So a predominantly black... So you say a PWC? Oh, a predominantly white college or institution, PWC, PWI. Fantastic. Thank you. So HBCU is a historical black college and university, which typically means that the university was founded and inspired by people from African descent. And so when it comes to predominantly white, is just the opposite, more or less. And so those are institutions that mostly have predominantly white students.
Exactly. Yes. That ties back into the music. J. Cole always talk about PCW versus HBCU. So it goes with the music. Beyonce does the same thing. So come on board. Next question.
Awesome. Let's see. Giving it a good stir. Fantastic.
Cool.
Is that one?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, okay. So this one is same thing. Favorite hip hop and R&B collaboration for study time music?
I actually like lo-fi music. So I like the Afro lo-fi beats to actually study and learn to.
Okay.
But for me, it's 90s R&B. I'm a 90s baby. So that 90s R&B, a little bit of Aaliyah, some of that going while I'm studying, that's definitely set the vibe for some learning time.
Definitely. I would have to say Nas, On Top of the World featuring Lauryn Hill. That's a great collaboration with hip hop and study time.
Now, I will say, because I would say the music just takes me, because I'm like a true fan, so I don't rap, I don't sing, but I admire those people. Excuse me. Excuse me, my allergies, I promise. I admire those people that do. And so for me, it's hard for me to listen to Biggie, like Juicy, and like study, because I'm feeling every word, every emotion. Like I probably didn't experience what he experienced, me being from Mississippi and him being from New York, where we had totally different experiences, but I resonated so much with it. So it's hard for me to study and be like, we wonder why Christmas missed us. I start going there, you know, and so it's different. So definitely the R&B is definitely the vibe for me with the study time.
Definitely.
So that's awesome. That's awesome. Great question. Cool.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. You see how we're laughing and we're learning? That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. Next question.
Okay, here's the next question.
Awesome.
So So, Davion, tell us your HBCU experience.
Oh, awesome. So, I'm from Mississippi, so I drove 10 hours to attend Lincoln University of Missouri. And so, that was in 2010. I had the opportunity of actually receiving a scholarship from the Army ROTC scholarship, well, the Army ROTC program. So I'm a former Army officer in the Missouri National Guard, but they paid for basically all 4 years for me to get my bachelor's degree. And so once I got on campus, my sophomore year, I joined the Royal Court. And so I was Mr. ROTC. In the junior year, I was on Royal Court. In my senior year, I became Mr. Lincoln University of Missouri.
Wow.
And so my senior year, I got a chance to be that student leader to other student leaders, which was beautiful. I got a chance to go to conferences, meet other kings and queens and student government association elect boards from other HBCUs. So I got a chance to see that, you know, that next level of like connectivity.
Yeah.
Like I had grew my Lincoln family, but now I see this HBCU family that's even bigger than my Lincoln family. So it's just beautiful to see that in real time. And then also my HBCU experience, right? I'm the recruiter in Chicago for Lincoln University of Missouri. So I actually get a chance to go to high schools and community colleges and actually accept students on the spot. I actually get a chance to tell them my HBCU experience, but also tell them the realities of college and how can it be a resource, a tool for them for their future, especially when it comes to career building. And so I've been doing that for 10 years. This May, I celebrate 10 years of working at Lincoln full-time, which is awesome.
Congratulations.
So my HBCU experience has been extensive, not just a student, but also serving, mm-hmm. I use that word intentionally, serving in collaboration with my university. Because I have a lot of capacity. We have our own family-owned business as well. But I was on my HBCU campus that helped me get my LLC. Ooh. I'm still talking about my HBCU experience.
I see.
And so it's so beautiful to be in a space to be that I can be cultivated in, but also to be challenged as well. It's beautiful.
Exactly.
So that's my HBCU experience. If you attend an HBCU, look forward to the challenge. It's there.
Definitely. Awesome. Next question.
Oh. It was a lot of thought put into these questions. I hope you all are really appreciating the questions. I can tell there was a lot of thought put into them, and I appreciate the questions.
Oh, definitely. And I'm glad you appreciate the questions. Okay, so talk about strategies versus tactics when searching for the right college.
Strategies versus tactics. Perfect. So when it comes to strategies, I like to tell, especially my high school students that's looking for colleges, I tell them as far as strategy, go ahead and close your eyes and take that deep breath and really try to picture what does that school look like for you. So like Lincoln, for example, we only have about 1800 students, so we're considered to be a small to medium sized university. But you know, but if you know that you want to attend a university that have right that has 300 people in the classroom, we're human.
Yes,
and that's what I love about being human, that we get to be perfectly imperfect.
Yes.
It's the beautiful part about it, of kicking it back to the strategies, right? So if you want to be in that classroom that has 300 people in it, that's not a school that's Lincoln size. It doesn't matter if they're HBCU or not. Mm-hmm. And so you getting quiet and figuring out if you want to go 6 hours away. I went 10 hours away to school. Some people only want to go 30 minutes. That's not an issue, but you have to know what's for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to strategy, I would say take the time, figure out that wish list, or what do you see being at that school. One thing I like to tell people is Lincoln has free tutoring.
Wow.
So you should definitely ask how much is tutoring if you're shopping for a college or institution. And so just using that as one example for strategy. So when it comes to tactic is actually going to the college fairs, actually meeting someone like myself that's a recruiter at the university and asking me those hard questions, like, does Illinois students receive in-state tuition to attend Lincoln automatically? Yes, they do.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're a first-time freshman coming right out of high school, you can actually attend Lincoln University of Missouri with in-state tuition instead of out-of-state tuition automatically. And so coming to those college fairs, going to your counselor, those are the tactics.
Beautiful. Yes.
Awesome.
That is awesome. Yes. I hope this helps somebody out there. Oh, I picked the next question.
It's so good. The questions are rolling. They're so good.
Right. And speaking of college and everything, what is your advice to the young people to balance their schoolwork and their health, their mental health?
I would say prioritize your mental health first. How can I be of service? I'll give you a better one. How can I walk to the bank to go take out my millions of dollars if I don't have the health to even get in the room, wow, to even get in the building? And so I say it's time to prioritize our mental health first. If you're not feeling well mentally, if you don't feel like you have the resiliency to be in class that day, it's time to email your teacher. Mm-hmm. It's time to have that proper communication. It's time for us to start adulting, because once you get to that level, there are opportunities for you to be an advocate for yourself, and that's adulting.
Exactly.
That is interesting. Yes,
it is interesting, because you have to take care of your mental health if you want to take care of everything else.
I agree. So again I say prioritize your mental health first if you're going to be truly that scholar, which we all are. But so that means everybody needs to be prioritizing their health, especially their mental health.
That's true. Okay. Last but not least, talk about always be advertising, either sell or be sold.
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. And so that's actually the title of our guided advertising booklet that we produce through our family business. And so we're teaching marketing. I got my bachelor's degree, emphasis in business administration and marketing, and of course military science, right? So we had a strategic thinking, and so we created these guidebooks. And so basically that title or that phrase was to try to capture the essence of, we're all consumers. I didn't make anything that I have on, especially not my Lincoln University ring. I didn't make it. Mm-hmm. I bought it.
Right.
And so we all are consumers. And so once we start to accept that we all possibly consume first, mm-hmm, now we get the chance to focus on what are we actually selling. Mm-hmm. Now that we have come to the conclusion that we all buy something from somebody, mm-hmm, we don't make it all, which is okay. That's fine. I actually like that.
Yeah, me too.
But now I have the energy and the space to actually focus on what services and products am I providing now.
Exactly.
And so either sell or be sold. Mm.
That is an excellent answer. Either sell or be sold. Either you're one or the other. And naturally, you're going to be both.
You're going to be both. That's the key. And that's the reason why you have to tune in and you have to tap in for you can actually get, I would say, the discernment from what's real and what's fake.
Exactly.
Why pick one when you can have both?
That's right. That's right. And that's the type of mentality you want to have with you going throughout life. Okay, guys?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yes.
1,000%.
Thank you so much, Davion, for coming on today. Speak Your Mind Radio for the first in-person interview. And not the last either.
Not the last one. This was too fun.
Thank you.
This is too fun. Outstanding.
All right, guys. Thank you again for tuning in. I love you so much, Chicago. Salute. And have a great day, okay? Bye.
Bye.